Genesis chapter 21. Then the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. And Sarah conceived, and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the time of year which God had told him. And Abraham called his son, who was born to him, whom Sarah had borne to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised Isaac his son when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac his son was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made me a laughing matter. Everyone who hears will laugh about me. And she said, Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah will suckle sons? For I have given birth to a son in his old age. So the child grew up and was weaned, and Abraham held a great feast on the day when Isaac was weaned. Then Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian woman, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. And she said to Abraham, Drive this maidservant and her son out, for the son of this maidservant will not have any inheritance with my son, with Isaac. But the matter was very hurtful in Abraham's eyes, because of his son. But God said to Abraham, Don't let it be hurtful in your eyes concerning the lad or your maidservant. As for everything that Sarah says to you, heed her, for your seed will be called in Isaac. But I will make the son of the maidservant a nation too, for he is your seed. Then Abraham got up early in the morning, and took bread and a skin bottle of water, and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder. And he took and gave her the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the desert of Beersheba. Then the water from the skin bottle ran out, and she threw the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down by herself opposite, at about a bowshot's distance. For she said, Let me not see the death of the child. And she sat opposite and raised her voice and wept. But God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called out to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, because God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Get up and take the lad up, and take hold of him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin bottle with water, and she gave the lad some to drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew up, and he dwelt in the desert, and he became great as an archer. And he dwelt in the desert of Paran, and his mother took a wife from the land of Egypt for him. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, spoke to Abraham and said, God is with you in everything you do. So now, swear to me by God here that you most certainly will not act falsely towards me or my progeny or my posterity, and that according to the kindness which I have shown you, you will show me the same, and with the land in which you dwelt. And Abraham said, I swear it. Then Abraham reproved Abimelech on the issue of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had seized possession of. And Abimelech said, I don't know who did this thing, and you haven't told me either, and I didn't hear about it until today either. Then Abraham took sheep and cattle, and he gave them to Abimelech, and the two of them made a covenant. And Abraham placed 7 ewe lambs of the flock on their own, at which Abimelech said to Abraham, What are they, these 7 ewe lambs which you have placed on their own? To which he said, They are so that you may take the 7 ewe lambs from my hand, in order for it to be a testimony to me that I dug this well. For this reason he called the place Beersheba, because the two of them swore there. And they made a covenant in Beersheba. And Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, arose and returned to the land of the Philistines. And he planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and he called on the name of the Lord there, the age-abiding God. And Abraham stayed in the land of the Philistines for many days.